The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. On a Sabbath, Jesus went to dine at the home of one of the leading Pharisees, and the people there were observing him carefully. In front of him, there was a man suffering from dropsy. Jesus spoke to the scholars of the law and Pharisees in reply, asking, "Is it lawful to cure on the Sabbath or not?" But they kept silent. So he took the man, and after he had healed them, dismissed him. Then he said to them, "Who among you, if your son or ox falls into a cistern, would not immediately pull him out on the Sabbath day?" But they were unable to answer his questions. The Gospel of the Lord. Why do you think Jesus kept pushing the issue of healing on the Sabbath when he knew that would get him in trouble with the Pharisees? Not just get him in trouble with the Pharisees, but that's technically breaking the law. Why wouldn't he wait like another day? I mean, that man has been suffering from dropsy who knows for how long. What's one more day will do for the sake of keeping peace? Think about it. And then maybe let us reflect on how would we react in situations like this. In situations where if we speak up, we can bring maybe healing. We can bring understanding. We can help people connect with their faith or remember there is a God who loves them and cares for them. But a lot of times, for the sake of peace, or that's what we tell ourselves, we keep silent. We don't bring these issues. We don't talk about maybe coming to Mass, inviting you, maybe your children, grandchildren, neighbors, coworkers, or even talking about God. Oh, you know, never talk about God or politics. So what then should we talk about? What we should, you know, waste our time with if we're not talking about the most important thing, God and salvation? St. Paul says, "I wish I can, you know, lose my salvation for the sake of my people, the Jewish people, so they can recognize that Jesus is God, the Savior." That's how much St. Paul was passionate about proclaiming the good news. He was willing to sacrifice his own salvation for the love of his people. What are we willing to sacrifice for the salvation of our family and friends and loved ones? Can we at least talk to him about God, share our faith, not to judge him and condemn him like the Pharisees did, but to give him an invitation, to tell him why is it important for us, why we believe in Jesus, why we believe in the real presence in the Eucharist, why we come to Mass? It's sharing our own experiences. I think Jesus spoke up even if that meant putting him in trouble with the authorities and breaking the law, because there is a greater law, and that's God's love, Christ's love for every and each person, their salvation. That's more important than anything else.